Dale Stevens is with us today. Now, just before we get into our conversation, Dale, as you know, is standing for the Nats, and he's standing in Christchurch Central. So our kōrero, quite appropriately, has to morph from his role as the head of Māori tourism, factoring that in, that he's now a political candidate. We can still touch on issues, but when we talk about tourism matters, he's not speaking now as the head of Māori tourism. He's talking as Dale Stevens, the bloke. He's with us for a kōrero. Hey, Dale Stevens, the bloke.
Ata Māori Eho.
Is that fair enough introduction, description?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Because of the number of directorships I hold, I've got to be very careful when I'm a political candidate that I, when I make statements in public, that they're not necessarily associated with who I'm representing in what particular sector. So I'm very clear to make sure there's an understanding that I'm speaking independently of any of those directorships that I hold.
Okay. And so, but we can tap into your experience in these fields. Just I want our listeners to be very clear that Dale speaks sort of as an individual, not as a representative of these bodies, even though we might be talking Māori tourism. He's not coming at us as the head of Māori tourism. He has stepped aside from that role while you campaign, or how does that read? Or did they sack you because you're campaigning?
No, I stand aside officially, I think, about the 6th of October. I'm granted a leave of absence as per the requirements in the public sector regulations, or public sector manual, I think it's called, that when there's that last month, I think when the writs are produced, that's when anyone in a position like myself, we stand aside. Depending on the result of the election, I either stand down officially or I resume my roles after the election. It depends on the result.
Tēnā koe. Well, with all of that in mind, I suppose we can start with the question then. Why do you think Labor, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori would form a good coalition government?
Look, I think we've got to be very careful when we look at what coalitions can and can't do. Obviously, we're on the right campaigning, certainly Nationals campaigning on no new taxes, because we believe that the way to get our product, get our country out of the red is through increasing that productivity and bringing the revenue in that way, which means that it's not a direct imposition on our people across the motu. When you look at the left, there's very much that, I guess, what happened in the last term is looks at being resurrected around the borrow and spend philosophy to borrow our way out of this economic situation. But as you and I know, when you get a mortgage on a house, Dale, it's got to be paid back sometime. And so our view is we don't want to pay it back. We'd rather keep that debt lower, whereas, you know, I agree that the parties on the left share a number of similar philosophies, but I don't think we can afford a situation where the country's ending up borrowing even more.
Okay. It was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek question too. you swerved.
I'm trying to be very politically appropriate.
You swerved it diplomatically. Yeah, fair enough. Your brother's got the jump on you. He's written a book.
Yes, he has. Yes. I've seen a little bit of it. I have to say, I'm blessed to have a brother and a sister who are, you know, extremely well-knowledged and well-versed in storytelling. And I just enjoy what they do and how they write. I have a book myself that's under construction. But given how good those guys are, I think I might just limit the publication to immediate family and friends, to be fair.
They kindly sent me it. I haven't delved into it yet, but I did get back to Bridget Williams' books. Tainui Stevens has got a book. It's a collection of short stories, really, or just some... Well, I don't know, because I haven't delved into it, but looking forward to. I did get back to them and say, yes, I'd appreciate an advanced copy, because I've always enjoyed Tainui's commentary, and I'm thinking if his book's anything like that, it'll be cool. Dale is Tainui's better looking brother, I suppose, is how we might describe him.
That's how I describe it.
That's how you describe it. All right then, sounds fair. Now, bearing in mind, again, as we touched on at the start of our kōrero, friends, that Dale can speak with experience as a guy who's been involved with the New Zealand tourism sector, but he's not speaking as the NZ Māori tourism gaffer, if you will. So our tourism and hospitality sectors are experiencing a two-speed recovery. International visitor arrivals and high-end tourism are rebounding strongly, while everyday local hospitality faces persistent margin pressure from elevated operating costs and cautious domestic spending. Some thoughts around this and why it should be so, please, Dale.
Yeah, look, it is quite a, it's actually not a two-speed, it's about a three or four-speed recovery, to be fair. When we look at international arrivals, for example, yes, the numbers are going up because the government has had a very clear focus on getting more flights into the country, more people coming into the country with a view to growing our GDP through that money that comes in with the international visitors. And to be fair, that's working reasonably well. The numbers are up. I think we're currently now sitting around 94% of pre-COVID. But I get a little bit hoo-ha with the constant comparison with numbers pre-COVID because actually, and as we've seen with Māori tourism operators, the numbers post-COVID have been less about the number of people visiting our Māori experiences, but more about the value that they derive from visiting our Māori experiences. And so we're finding that the visitors are spending more with our operators, which is actually quite a benefit towards what we're trying to achieve, that balance between revenue, our culture and our values and strengths, and looking after our fragile ecosystem as well. So I think a little bit less reliance on those numbers and more about the value that we get from those numbers, and I think that's trending very well. But then we look at the fact that 40% of our tourism sector is international and 60% is domestic. Now, when we look at the domestic market, you and I both know when times get tough, and times certainly are tough at the moment, that discretionary spend tends to get reined in, whether it's taking holidays, going to restaurants and bars, gym memberships, all these things get the money for that gets reprioritized to paying for the immediate bills until things come right. So there's a number of sort of speeds at which the tourism and the hospo sector is operating at, and obviously in due course as the economy starts to come right, we see export driven value come into the country, then that will take some of those pressures off. But right here and now, it's that discretionary dollar from our domestic tourists and users of hospo that's really, really causing quite a bit of pain across that sector.
Yeah, well, I see data shows that nearly 3,000 hospitality businesses have stopped trading in the past year. And industry leaders say that many businesses are still carrying COVID-era debt while facing higher food, wage, energy and compliance costs. Has our country done enough to help the hospitality sector recover? Or are we now seeing the delayed consequences of decisions made during and after the pandemic, Dale?
Yeah, it's a tough one, but let's start with a bit of context. Those 3,000 hospo business failures in the last year, now that's hugely regrettable, especially for those whānau and those people involved. But let me just say that of all our sectors across New Zealand that have a fail rate, the hospitality sector has always been traditionally slightly higher than the other sectors. And that the very nature of it is because it's completely driven by discretionary spend. There's no sort of mandatory spend element in going to a bar or to a restaurant. So it's always been a bit higher, and now it's higher than it's ever been. But a lot of that is not necessarily what's happened in the last 12 months. It's what's been building up over 3, 4, 5 years, which of course takes in that period when COVID struck and businesses were really struggling to stay alive. Many would have taken on extra debt. Many would have been trying to look after their staff to make sure that their whānau were able to get through the difficult times of COVID. And so businesses failing at the moment are still carrying a lot of that long-term structural issue that was caused by that COVID period. And I guess one of the main things that's become really difficult for businesses is their commitment to their tax bills. Now, we know that the IRD, for reasons that they find appropriate, have become a lot more strict, I guess, in enforcing tax liabilities. That's not helping in the hospitality sector. So, you know, there are a number of things at play that are causing the issues. We've got about 40% rise in liquidation in the hospo sector. But the good news is that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. The economy is improving, but That is actually validated by the fact in the last 12 months across the country there have been 61,000 new businesses started in all sectors, which is the greatest rate of new business startups since 2020. So obviously people are also seeing opportunities, and so while we've got some who are failing now, there are also those opportunities coming through.
Cool to talk with you. Thanks very much. All the best on the hustings. Got your billboards ready? The smiling
the
face.
Out. We're at different.
smiling the face. Smiling face of Dale Stevens. It's refreshing to get other smiling faces. Otherwise, you've got to look at real estate agents all the time. As if I'm going to buy a house because I like the face.
Exactly, there you go. Hey, look, it's interesting actually in Christchurch Central, with out of the four main candidates, three of us are Māori. So I think that's quite a lovely thing to be happening, that with a general seat in a conservative area like Christchurch Central has got three Māori in the running. So I think that's really cool.
That's you, Kahurangi and Labour?
Kahurangi and Eden Skipper from Opportunities, who's Ngāi Tahu.
Okay. Well, and I thank you for drawing our attention to that. Now, can we confirm that your billboard image hasn't been airbrushed?
Well, someone's put all this white stuff in my black hair. I don't know what's going on with that, mate.
I don't know what's going on. Well, maybe it's just a little bit of honesty in your billboard.
Who does that? Ours are already up. We across the country, the date is the 5th of September, but Christchurch City Council regulations are slightly different. So ours went up about 10 days ago.
Okay. How many have you got?
Scary. Oh, in the hundreds, 120, 130, something like that.
And who took the sledgehammer out and put them up for you?
Oh, look, I've got a fantastic team of local people from the city here who've been with me for some years. We've got one retired guy, Murray. We call him the Pope because he manages our finances to the last cent. And he's just outstanding. He's retired. He loves working in the community. He's got his own little team around him. He gets his tools out, puts his tool belt on, and he has a lot of fun. We all have a lot of fun. You can't do this if you don't want to have a bit of fun along the way.
I look forward to talking with you about political things as well as tourism things and societal kaupapa as well. Thank you for reminding us to frame our conversations in such a way to protect the interests of those that you have worked for before, and so that our people listening today are clearer from what sort of starts you come from. Wonderful to talk with you. Thanks,
Dale. And I appreciate that, Dale. Thank you for that, because I represent a range of different organisations, and I've been very careful to ring fence off my political position, because regardless of my political position, there's still a lot of work to be done. We've still got to get things right and get things sorted, so I'm very committed to that.
Tēnā koe, thanks for joining us again, Dale. All the best. Dale Stevens with us today. Tainui, his book is out. I'll get my head into it and talk about it with you as well.